Possible Love by Chariot 13. I ask of you now, have you heard the tale of the two star-crossed lovers who were certain to fail? One from the desert, the other the sea. 'Twas an unlikely pairing, not meant to be. Bob was a cactus, an unfortunate bloke. He lived all alone, no one dared to get close. And Jill was a blowfish, a spiny-some lass. When she got nervous, she puffed up with gas. Neither could find a suitable mate. It seemed nature dealt them a very cruel fate. But if that's what you're thinking, then you're quite in error. For this story's not over. It doesn't end there. One day while out swimming, Jill was suddenly snagged by a man with a net who put her in the bag. She traveled the world until she was sold to a pet store in Vegas, or so she was told. All Jill could see now was a row full of tanks of other sad fish joining the ranks. Meanwhile, in Texas, Bob stood with some friends. They grew happy and wild where the dusty road ends. And in similar fashion to Jill's sorry plight, someone took him away, stole him in the night. They planted poor Bob in a clay little pot, put him on a shelf in a techie gift shop. And that's where he stood, feeling oh so alone, until a little girl begged to give him a home. Her mother relented and gave her wish, because after all, she bought Billy that fish. So off to the suburbs, Bob found his way. He had no idea it was his lucky day. For his new little friend put him on a sill in view of a beautiful blowfish named Jill. And what can I say? It was love at first sight. Jill blew up with air. It gave Bob a fright. But he knew from then on he wouldn't be lonely. She'd be his companion, his true one and only. And that's how days passed, spending time together. Jill blew him heart bubbles. Bob built her a tether. So one day they'd be able to go walking around, or maybe a show. The cactus and blowfish, a prickly old pair, one planted in ground, one floating in air. If you see them around, give them a smile. The best darn love story you've heard in a while.